Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I received an email from listener Robert Perkins asking if I knew about a public house located in Hertfordshire that he used to visit around 1959 when he was in his teens. That pub was, of course, the Plough Inn in Great Mundon, just off the A10 Cambridge Road, where the owner, Gerald Carrington, had installed the Compton from the Gaumont Cinema Finchley. So, for Mr. Perkins, I have three recordings to jog his memory of summer evenings on the green outside, listening to that Compton. George Blackmore and the theme from Dr. Finlay's Casebook, otherwise known as The March from a Little Suite by Trevor Duncan. My second track featuring the Ploughs Compton comes from an LP taped by David Shepherd in 1974. From the 1936 film Born to Dance, which starred Eleanor Powell, James Stewart and Virginia Bruce, and composed by Cole Porter, this is I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you. It never ceases to amaze me how different an organ can sound depending on the microphones and their positioning. Those two tracks are quite different sonically. Some reverb may also, of course, been added to that David Shepherd item. My final track from The Plough was recorded in concert in 1984 and came to me courtesy of the Cinema Organ Society archives. The artist is Alec Leader, with at times a quite jazzy arrangement of the 1945 hit for the American trumpet player Billy Butterfield, Moonlight in Vermont. Thank you. I hope that brought back some happy memories for Robert Perkins, who strives to keep the jazz era music alive at his private airfield at Holmbeck Farm in Buckinghamshire. The Plough Compton was removed many years ago after the death of Mr. Carrington, but the next four organs are very much alive and well and playing. My first stop is at the Mechanical Musical Museum, now part of the Grange Collection in Palgrave near Diss in Norfolk. But when this track of Tom Horton and Ina Barger's Champagne for Two was recorded in 2013, it was still operating in Cotton, Suffolk. Champagne for Two, composed by silent movie pianist and organist Ina Barger. The Thursford Collection near Fakenham, Norfolk is another museum, one that presents the world's largest collection of steam traction engines in addition to the mechanical organs and the Wurlitzer from the Odeon, formerly Paramount Theatre, Leeds. Robert Wolfe is the long-time resident, presenting daily shows during the summer months at 12:30 and 2 p.m, at least in normal times. Ivor Novello's We'll Gather Lilacs shows Robert's artistry in somewhat quieter mood than usual, building to a full finish.
Thank you.
Donald McKenzie and the ex-Regal Kingston Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum Brentford. Another treasure trove of mechanical instruments crowned by the Wurlitzer in a sizeable ballroom. That was the Bluebell Polka, composed in 1949 and one of Jimmy Shand and his band's most memorable hits that charted at number 20 in the UK charts in December 1955. The St Albans Musical Museum hosts a somewhat smaller collection of mechanical instruments alongside a Wurlitzer and a very rare Spurden Rutt theatre organ from the Regal Cinema, Hyams Park, London, both installed in the Organ Theatre, which is open just one Sunday afternoon per month. Nigel Ogden recorded this medley of Isn't It Heavenly and Build a Little Home on the Rutt organ in 2007. My last selection today is from a collection of working fairground, street and jazz organs that from the spring of 1983 until its closure in July 2004 also featured the Wurlitzer from the Paramount, later Odeon Newcastle, similar in size and tone to the Thursford instrument. This wonderfully bouncy lighter foot march featuring Turner's musical merry-go-round resident organist Nicholas Martin was released by Laserlight in 1996. Thank you. The Light of Foot March, Nicholas Martin and Turner's Wurlitzer, which has been rumoured to be close to finding a new home for some time, but so far nothing has transpired. That's all I have for you today, so until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.